This is Fresh Air. Jazz singer Dinah Washington was born 100 years ago today. She was born Ruth Jones in Tuscaloosa, Alabama, and raised in Chicago. Washington had a relatively short two-decade recording career, but she recorded a lot of music in a variety of styles. Dinah Washington boasted she could sing anything. Jazz historian Kevin Whitehead says her record labels made her prove it over and over.
Yes, I thought you loved me, baby, but I guess I didn't know the score. And I'd give a dozen daydreams to hold you in my arms once more. And if you ever need me, you'll find me waiting for you at your door.
Dinah Washington at 21, with saxophonist Lucky Thompson in 1945. She got her start singing in church before landing a gig with big band leader Lionel Hampton at 18. Before long, she was known as Queen of the Blues, like her predecessor Bessie Smith, whose songbook Dinah would raid more than once. At first, her records were narrowly pitched to black record buyers. The African American press also called her Queen of the Jukebox. Dinah Washington sang a bunch of bawdy songs that folks on bar stools could chuckle over, if not relate to.
I get all my loving on a Saturday night, enough to last the whole week through. I just take it easy all the other days, 'cause Saturday night, boy, I'm telling you. He knocks on my door, he knows I'm in there. Waiting 6 days and it shows how much I care. Get all my loving on a Saturday night. Ooh, enough to last the whole week through.
Even the horns sound lewd on that one. Dinah Washington sang every word clearly and in tune, and she infused songs with feeling, wit, and the kind of confidence that can sound like attitude. Mostly she recorded whatever her producers handed her. But when a 1951 session ran short, she had the band whip up a quick arrangement of a recent Hank Williams hit, long before Ray Charles covered Nashville. Country songwriters also know about barroom-ready subject matter.
I've tried so hard, my dear, to show that you're my every dream. Yet you're afraid each thing I do is just some evil scheme. A memory from your lonesome past keeps us so far apart. Why can't I free your doubtful mind and melt your cold, cold heart?
Dinah Washington had a famously chaotic love life, marrying more husbands than she'd remember to divorce. Listeners often read her troubles into lyrics she sang, and she might toss in a teasing personal reference to indulge her fans. Behind the microphone, she was in total command, silencing fools who talked during nightclub sets and recording tunes in one take. Producers told her what to sing, not how. Her bands were populated by jazz musicians, and she always had a free way with a melody. But only in 1954 did her handlers pivot her toward a jazz audience with recorded jam sessions where she's one more swinging soloist.
A foggy day in London town had me low and it had me down. I view the morning with much alarm. The British Museum had lost its charm. How long I wondered, could this thing last? But the age of miracles hadn't passed. Oh, suddenly I saw you standing there, and in foggy London town the sun was shining everywhere.
Trumpeter Clark Terry, a Dinah favorite. Now she's cooking, adding jazz to the blues, hymns, movie themes, comic novelties, other singers' hits, and remakes of her oldies. Starting in the mid-1950s, she got help in the studio from a bright new arranger she promoted, Quincy Jones. Here they oil the wheels under a Jerome Kern tune from 1914.
And when I told them how wonderful you are, they didn't believe me, no, they didn't believe me. Your lips, your eyes, your curly hair, they're in a class beyond compare. You're the loveliest thing I've ever seen. Oh, and when I tell them, I'm certainly going to tell them that I'm the girl whose boy one day I hope you'll be. They'll never believe me, no, they'll never believe me, that from this great big world you have chosen me.
In 1959, Dinah Washington broke through to a larger, whiter audience, cracking the Billboard Top 40 with What a Difference a Day Makes and Unforgettable. Slow ones with strings, and maybe not the best of their kind. I'm fond of Dinah's last 1961 version of a song she'd sung at 15 to win a Chicago talent contest, a tune with a prophetic title, I Can't Face the Music Without Singing the Blues.
Breeze, stop moaning those weird melodies. My man has left me, so I can't face the music without a singing the blues.
Dinah Washington at a world-weary 35. Just as she got really famous, she went into decline, worn down by endless work and all the prescription pills she popped, stimulants to wind her up and manage her weight, downs to let her sleep. She died of an apparently accidental overdose at 39 in 1963. But in her last years, Dinah could still show off her old power and by now familiar tics, like making the last note in a line shoot up like a champagne cork. The list of singers she's influenced only begins with distinctive stylists Nancy Wilson, Aretha Franklin, and Dionne Warwick. But nobody cut their way through so many popular styles with the ease and utter conviction of Dinah Washington. She's the queen. That is a tough act to follow.
Come and take a trip in my rocket ship. We'll have a lovely afternoon. Kiss the world goodbye. And away we'll fly, destination moon. We'll travel fast as a light till we're out of sight. The earth will be like a toy balloon. Oh, what a thrill you'll get riding on my jet, a destination moon. Oh, we'll go up, 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 straight to the moon, we two. The starry blue, I'll be out of this world with you. So away we'll steal in my space mobile, a supersonic, a honeymoon. Leave your cares below, pull the switch, let's go, a destination moon.
Kevin Whitehead is the author of the books Play the Way You Feel, The Essential Guide to Jazz Stories on Film, and Why Jazz. His book, New Dutch Swing, has been published in a new edition. Fresh Air's executive producer is Danny Miller. Our interviews and reviews are produced and edited by Phyllis Myers, Roberta Shorrock, Sam Brigger, Lauren Krenzel, Heidi Simon, Anne Bodonato, Teresa Madden, Thea Challoner, Monique Nazareth, and Joe Wolfram. Our digital media producers are Molly C. Vinesper and Sabrina Seward. Our technical director and engineer is Audrey Bentham. Susan Yakundi directed today's show. Our co-host is Tanya Mosley. I'm Terry Gross.